This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Someone has said, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks." That might be true for a dog, but a human being can be changed. That we're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you that we are created in your image, that therein you have given us a will, and that will has the privilege to say no to you. We confess this day that we have often said no because we are born with a sinful nature and we live in a sinful society. But we thank you for your grace, that grace which can forgive us and that grace which can change us to do some great things for your kingdom. Speak to us through your holy word this day, for we ask it in your name. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning with verse 1. Here the Apostle Paul says, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12, And after that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and by his grace to me it was not in vain. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet it was not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what we believe. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, we are often critical of other people's mistakes and defensive of our own blunders. But when we get to know people, or they get to know us, it will be discovered that whoever we are, we can be very critical of ourselves. Recently, I heard a woman say, it was after a divorce, "What a fool I was to marry him. How could I have been so blind? I really am stupid. My father, my mother warned me about it. Others did too. But I guess that's who I am. That woman is very critical of herself. I heard a young person say who didn't make the basketball team, I guess I'll never amount to anything. I thought maybe I could get some recognition in the athletic world, but I don't think I will now. And the young person goes on to talk about his inferiority complex. I'll never amount to anything. He's very critical of himself. And a parent whose child has gone wrong comes back and says, "It's all my fault." Now, that same person, in the general public's eye, is one who will defend his blunders. But down deep inside, he wishes that he could change. Well, if that is true of you in any sense of the word, God has some tremendously good news for you in our text today, when plainly he is saying this: our lives can be changed. It's up to us. That's God news for us from the cradle to the grave. You have heard it said, you can't teach a dog, an old dog, new tricks. And I don't know if that's right or not. But I know this: a human being can be changed. That's the good news that God gives us from the cradle to the grave. It doesn't matter whether we're a teenager, in middle age, or an old person, we can be changed. I have a friend who certainly was a very moral individual. By his own confession, he probably was a humanist. He would call himself a Christian, and so would the people who fellowshipped with him in most cases. But that older gentleman went one day to church, and the gospel touched his heart, and he was changed. And when that all happened, he was 80 years old. Now, St. Paul was in midlife. And here's one of the best biblical examples that we have of a person who was really changed. Paul writes in verse 9 of this text today, "You know, I do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church." In other words, he was saying, I was anxious to kill these Christians. I wanted to get rid of them. We had crucified their leader, but there were so many others around, and the Christian faith was really growing. But God had other plans. And it was while Paul was on his way to Damascus, if you recall that story in the 9th chapter of Acts, that God intervened and did something to him. Paul was going to Damascus to see if he could find some Christians there. And if there were some, he would bring them back to Jerusalem that they could be persecuted. But on the way, with his company, the Lord spoke from out of the heavens, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Saul cried out, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." And the dialogue went on a little bit more, and then finally he said, "You go into Damascus, and there's going to be a person there by the name of Ananias. He's going to be my spokesman. He's going to talk to you, because I want you as my ambassador to the Gentile world." And then the Lord revealed all of this to this man, Ananias. And when Ananias heard that he was supposed to talk to this Saul of Tarsus, later to become Paul, he said, "Lord, aren't you making a mistake? This person has been very, very critical of the Christian faith, and has done a great deal to persecute it. And the Lord said, Ananias, I know what I'm doing. I want him as an apostle to the Gentile world. I have great plans for him. I'm going to use you to be my voice. But I am going to change Saul of Tarsus so that his own family will not even recognize him. Paul then writes that he got into the home of Ananias, and there Christ confronted him again. And there he received him as Savior and Lord, and there he was baptized. This is how he puts it. But when God had set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man. But I went into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter, and I stayed with him 15 days. And then that man began to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. What Paul is anxious to say here is that the message which he was proclaiming did not come from any university setting. It didn't come from down in Jerusalem where he was together with the other apostles of our Lord. He was alone with God. That doesn't happen very often with people. I don't know if it ever happens, because God now limits himself, I believe, to the Word. And if he's going to reveal anything to us, he's going to reveal it in the Word. But with Saul of Tarsus, to become Paul, he had him alone there in Arabia, and out of the heavens, Christ spoke to him. And that message which he received, Paul began to preach. And as he preached it, people were converted and congregations were started all over that part of the world. Then later he wrote letters. And these letters were also inspired. And they entered into our Bibles. And that is why we say the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It carries with it the law and the gospel. I think we have to be careful. Once in a while, we'll hear people say, God gave me a revelation. Well, I mustn't criticize, I imagine, but that statement makes me awfully anxious. If it is God speaking to me through the revelation, which is the Word of God, that's as it should be. But I don't believe that God gives me any revelation that is not found in the Scriptures in some way. We are necessarily bound to the Word of God. Paul was different from you and me. Paul received his message, the gospel, directly from God. God set him apart for that. And then he preached it, and he wrote it down in books, and it is inspired. John R. Stott, the great English preacher that I often quote, has said, preachers must not claim to be inspired as the apostles were. Can our lives be changed like Paul's? Yes, they can. But will we have the same role in the kingdom of God? No, we will not. That is the apostolic role. But we can take God's word as it has come to us through the apostles and proclaim it. And the Holy Spirit uses that as much with us as he did with the apostle. It appears from the reading of this text that Paul's conversion was quite sudden. That is not always true. Not everybody is changed like Paul was. For example, it took Peter 3 years, and he grew in his relationship with the Lord Jesus. And even as late as the end of that third-year period, he was wrestling with what role Jesus was to perform. It doesn't matter how long it takes. But if you will live with the Lord Jesus, he will change your life. That's right. That's what the Word of God has to say today. Now, who am I talking to? I could imagine that I might be talking to some person who is highly educated, and you went through your formal education and came out, maybe you even threw the childlike faith that you had away. You came out of all of this and you decided, I don't need Christ anymore. Sunday morning came around and, oh, you might have sent your child to a Sunday school, but you, in no sense of the word, had any interest in Christ. Now let me ask you, in the quietness of your own life, don't you think that was a mistake? Are you able to find that peace in your books that you really want to have? If you're one of those people, then I would urge you to let the Lord change you, to take that ego and say, there are so many things that I don't know. And my discipline, as great as it is and as interested as I am in it, is not sufficient. I need God's Word. And that might also be true of some of you who have been extremely successful in business, and you are financially very, very well off. But it doesn't seem to satisfy that from within. There's something about you who might defend your attitude and all the things that you do in the public's eye, but when you're alone, will say, you know, there's something that isn't right. I've messed up somewhere. You might have even belittled the Church of God, and you said you didn't need God. That's the way St. Paul was. Nobody was going to change him. He couldn't change himself if he wanted to. But God came to him. God comes to him in a different way than he does to you and to me. Here he comes through the scriptures as they are read or as they are proclaimed, and he turns that life around. Well, that's what happened to Paul, and he became a great apostle of our Lord. One of the people that he converted was a young man by the name of Timothy. And when Paul died, martyred for the cause of Christ, it was Timothy who was to take over. Timothy had done a lot of work with the church down in Ephesus. Was he the same as Paul? No. Paul was an apostle, given special privileges like Peter and James and John and all the rest. But Timothy could be a dynamic pastor, and that he was. And so God has continued to raise up voices that have spoken and continue to speak on this particular Sunday. And then as we hear that message and the Holy Spirit works through it and we are changed, then he says to us on Monday, now you who have received this revelation that focuses in Christ, go out and tell it to others. Are you one of those people who wished your life could be changed? You have tried, but you have failed. God alone through his word can change you. Read his word. Take that message seriously. Get some help from a good evangelical church. Your life will come alive. Do you know what it is to have your life changed by Christ? Then as he used Paul to pass this message on, he wants you and me to pass it on. When our friends who aren't Christians reveal to us that there's something in their life that's wrong, they've made a mess out of this or that, then sit down and talk with them about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the way God works in the building of His eternal kingdom. It might be right that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but that isn't true with human beings. They can be changed and become strong, dynamic witnesses for the Lord. Amen. Father in heaven, we marvel at how the Holy Spirit has worked changes in so many lives. Not only those that we know from a national point of view, but those within our own families. And God, we thank you for the change that you have made in our lives if we confess you as Savior. But today, O God, as we see this world in need of a change, grant that we who are your followers may take this word very seriously and bring it to others who live with that torturous thought, what a mess I have made out of my life. Help them to know it can be changed through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. April is Letter Month at Christian Crusaders. Throughout this month, we invite our listeners to simply write a note telling where you listen and what Christian Crusaders means to you. In return for your letter, you will receive a free Christian Crusaders Sharing the Light keychain pen light while supplies last. Write us today at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. You can listen to or read today's service or past sermons anytime on the Internet. Hundreds of Christian Crusaders sermons are listed by date and subject matter. Our website has many spiritual helps, including a daily devotion and Bible study helps. Simply log on to ChristianCrusaders.org, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. You may also call toll-free at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 42 years.